You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome. Time for Amanda Hall Psychic with Amanda Hall. Live from AmandaHallPsychic.com.au. Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv. This is Amanda the Hall Psychic on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome to A1R Psychic Radio here on Moonstruck TV with Amanda Hall Psychic all the way from the Gold Coast. I hope you're having an absolutely fantastic week wherever you are in this planet of ours. I mean, let's keep the show upbeat this week and let's just talk about positive, wonderful things. It's, you know, it's a really a time of the year, I think, that, you know, sort of we're a quarter of the way or a third of the way through, and it's like, you know, we're really bedded in now. We've got all our New Year's resolutions or promises that we made to ourselves are well and truly entrenched, or we've thrown them out the window, one of the two. But it's now time to sort of really knuckle down and get stuck into the year. So it's an interesting time here in Australia. The seasons are changing, as they are in all parts of the world. We're heading into winter, and that's not my favourite time of the year. I'm a summer baby. But for those of you that are heading into the warmer months in the Northern Hemisphere, I'm really jealous. Send it over here to me, because I could do with a little bit more warmth. It'd be very nice. So anyway, the Simply Tarot card of the week this week is the Sun. So I think we can all do with a little bit of sunshine in our lives. The Sun card in the tarot absolutely represents marriage. Now, when we talk about marriage, I'm talking about legalized church marriage, you know, the piece of paper type marriage, not the modern marriage of we just live together and, you know, enjoy each other's company. This is the actual official card of marriage. It's also the card of happiness and bright prospects. Now, no matter where you are in the world, no matter what's going on in your life, I'm sure you could do with a little bit more happiness and a few bright prospects. And the Sun sort of really does that. It sort of spreads the sunshine over each and every one of us. And I think that's what we could all do with at the moment. It's a little bit of sunshine, a little bit of bright news, a little bit of happiness, a little bit of, you know, twinkly lights and sunshine and lollipops, I think, is the order of the week this week. Sort of, you know, let's have something to celebrate, even if it's the smallest thing in your life. If it's something that can bring a smile to your face, then it's worthwhile, because, you know, life goes by so quickly and we get so busy that I think we stop forgetting to sort of stop and smell the roses, smell the coffee, you know, enjoy the simpler things in life, the little things, you know, looking for some sort of joy in each and every day, I think is really important, and really important for our soul. You know, so many people sort of say, oh, you got to let go of this, and you got to do that, you got to do this and that and the other. I think the most important thing besides love is a little bit of joy in your life. You know, find something each and every day to smile about. Even if it's the simplest little thing, it radiates through your soul and it does the most amazing healing that anybody can ever begin to imagine. Just that little bit of a smile on your face and something that makes your heart sing does your soul and your body so much more good. So anyway, moving on to the astrology this week, it seems like we've been sort of stuck in a holding pattern for a little while now astrologically. It's like all the planets are all bunched up in a couple of signs, and it's like each week I sort of almost feel like I'm repeating myself because everything is sort of so congested or so concentrated in the chart. But that's the way it is. You can't change, you know, when I do the snapshot or the look to the heavens before the show, this is where it is. This is the concentration. And still the concentration is mainly in two signs, which is Aries and Taurus. Now, that does not mean that this does not affect the rest of us. It just means that when I'm talking about Aries stuff, it's going to affect Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, and the opposite sign of Libra, but then it washes over the remaining eight signs. It's just a little bit more watered down. So we're going to kick it off with Aries. We're in the last few days of the Aries cycle, so happy birthday to the late Aries people. It's a really positive, exciting time of the year for each and every one of us. It's a time to get up off the couch and get out there and make some new opportunities happen, you know. It's a time to start things. It's a time to get motivated. It's a time to really sort of spring into action, so to speak. And that's a good thing. And it's not a bad thing at all. So we've got Aries, the Sun in Aries, but we're going to move on to now where the actual concentration of the planets are sitting in Aries. So it's going to sound a little bit complicated. I'll keep it as simple as possible. Venus, the planet of love and affection, now this is affecting all the 12 signs, as I said, is holding hands or conjunct what's known as the moon's north node. Now, the north node is where we're all aspiring to go to. It's not where we've come from. It's what we're aspiring to go to or what we're hoping to achieve. Now, the north node is also conjunct Mercury. Now, Mercury is the planet of communication, and it's where we communicate in all forms, whether it's by voice, message, text, email, anything that you can think of is a form of communication. That's what Mercury is. Now, Mercury is conjunct or holding hands Chiron, which Chiron is not actually a planet. It's part of the Arabian part of astrology. It's where we look for our healing. It's where we need to heal ourselves, what we may have brought in from a past life. So let's go break it down in more detail. So we've got Venus, the planet of love and affection. So this affects all of us. So for anybody that's seeking a new relationship, wants to bring more love into their life, fix their existing relationship, or just enhance their current relationship, or you are looking for new love, then I want you to look to the heavens to sort of say, what is it that I need to learn from this? How can I bring this new love or enhance the love that I've got into much greater heights? What am I aspiring to achieve? Am I aspiring to achieve a very balanced, happy, contented sort of relationship? Am I aspiring to achieve to sort of help my partner, my love interest, the new person coming into my life to achieve great heights? Are we trying to achieve great heights together, or are they encouraging me to achieve great heights? It's really, really interesting because it's not necessarily a selfish me or I or my myself. It can be about we. It can be about us. It can be about what we're trying to achieve as a couple. So communication here is really, really important. So being open and being honest, even if you know that it's not the easiest conversation that you need to have with your loved one or your new love in your life, it's a time when the complete honesty will gain you the best results. Sometimes we have to discuss things that aren't particularly palatable because that's part of learning and growing and becoming an even stronger couple and getting to know each other is by, you know, sort of exposing things, you know, showing things warts and all, you know, showing our fears, our phobias, or bringing up topics that aren't exactly palatable and say, hey, look, I really love you, but I don't particularly like this sort of behavior or that, or I didn't, you know, I was upset over this or that, the other. So this is all part of the healing. And what we have to understand to make a relationship really grow and blossom, we have to take the good with the bad. So it means really getting to know each other. It's about being bluntly honest with each other. It's also talking about our fears and the things that upset us or the things that have hurt us in the past. And by discussing this or sharing this with your partner or your love interest, it not only helps them understand you better as a person, but it also starts the healing process as well. Because, you know, if we talk about things that happened in past situations or past relationships, and I don't wish to repeat that, or I wouldn't go down that path again, we are actually starting the healing process. But we're also sharing with our partner the reasons why sometimes we get a little bit insecure, or we get a little bit upset, or we might get a bit quiet or look a bit, you know, teary, or whatever the case may be. So it's helping them understand you. So it works on a double layer, doesn't it? It works on them getting to know you better, but also it begins the healing process. So I can't say communication is the key strong enough this week. Now, with the Aries energy is about me first, me first, and me first, and I've told you about me. So we need to make sure that even though we might be bringing up things that are troubling me, don't forget to put it into the other person and say, well, what about you? How do you feel about the situation? How would you have handled it? Do you have any advice or suggestions on how I could have handled it differently? Or what if we came up against the same problems? How would you suggest we deal with it? So it's sort of very much in the me first, but it's also I want to look at how you are affected by it and how we can bring that into being. So we now move on to the Taurus energy, which I'm not saying it's any lighter. The Taurus energy at the moment, we've got Jupiter, the planet of expansion, luck and opportunity. Now, what we need to understand with Jupiter does bring rewards, but it can also bring excesses too. Sometimes when we find Jupiter in a chart, we can find somebody being a little bit greedy, a little bit excessive, wanting to be almost in a sense selfish because, you know, there's just so much to go around. I want it all. I don't necessarily want to share. Now, when we've got Jupiter conjunct or holding hands, Uranus is the planet of the unusual and the unexpected. Now, Uranus here is saying to us that, look, you know, things might seem like they're going down a nice track and then bang, it's like the bolt of lightning strikes out of the blue and it can be either good or bad. Now, you have to be aware of that. It's not saying one planet is stronger or better than the other one. What it's saying is when they're holding hands and they're working closely together, we can expect it to go very quickly here because we've got Uranus in. Now, the Taurus energy is about practical, about stubborn, about stable, about anything that's really serious in our lives. It's about what's mine's mine is mine and what's yours is mine. It can be quite selfish in that way. If you look at it in this way, and when I first learned astrology, this was how I understood the workings of the planets and the energies particularly, was I looked at Aries as being the beginning part of the road. I looked at Taurus as being the solid bit, the bit that was the good solid foundation. And then I looked at Gemini as was putting the final seal on the top. So if you look at it in that way, the Aries part of the what we've been talking about is the beginning. Let's go, let's get cracking, let's get everything organized. Now we're at the bit where we're putting the solid foundation down. So if you look at Jupiter conjunct or holding hands Uranus here, Jupiter's trying to bring in expansion, opportunity, new things, create a much bigger world for us. But as I said, be very careful. Don't become greedy. Don't sort of just look at it. It's all yours in a very selfish way. You've got to learn to share. And that's really difficult when the energy is sitting in Taurus because the natural energy is I don't want to share. It's all mine. Uranus comes along like the bolt of lightning and says, well, if you don't want to share, I'll make you share. I'll make you share that much that you'll probably have little or nothing left because you've been too greedy. So you have the opportunity to work with the energies in the correct fashion. So when we're talking about the Taurus energy, we're talking about Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn, and the opposite sign of Scorpio. So we're talking about the other eight signs, it's a lot more watered down, it's not as intense. So if you're any one of those four signs and you've got anything coming up where you're in a position where you need to share, you need to do it willingly because if you leave it up to the universe might dish out a lesson that you're not particularly happy with because you've become too selfish and hung on too tight and didn't want to share and didn't want to be fair in the way that something might need to be divided. If you think of a pie and you only give a person one slither and they've got to share that between 12 and you've got the remaining part of the pie, that's being greedy. So Uranus will come along and take the big portion of the pie and divide it out and give you a little crumb. So finally, we're going to talk about the energy that's sitting in Pisces, which is where the other concentration of energy is. Yes, we've got Pluto in Aquarius. We've got many years to talk about that, so I'm not going to talk about that today. It's still sort of bedding in, still sort of starting to find his feet there in Aquarius. But I want to go back and talk about Saturn conjunct or holding hands Mars in Pisces. Now, this is really important because, yes, it affects the water signs of Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer, and the opposite sign of Virgo, but it's more concentrated in the Pisces energy at the moment, so and it washes over the others. Now, Saturn is the planet of discipline. Saturn is the planet of structure. Now, he's sort of saying here, now I'm coming in, I'm going to give you the structure, I'm going to give you the discipline, but at the same time, I'll give you the energy to handle anything that you see as an obstacle in your way. So very unusual for Pisces to sort of feel as if they're in control of something and can still be fiery and outspoken at the same time and then wash it over with a little bit of creativity. This is a very rare configuration for them to be able to deal with. And I'm saying to you, I think it's really good. I've been working with a lot of Pisces people recently, and it's really interesting to see it hasn't stifled their creativity in any way. If anything, it's enhanced it. It's sort of brought it into a structured sort of way, and they seem to be a little bit more focused. But at the same time, I'm seeing a fire in their belly that you don't normally see. They're normally sort of more calm, sort of airy fairy sort of, in a sense, you know, creative sort of people that sort of not too much bothers them. And all of a sudden they've found their voice and, you know, they've found a firm voice, and that's not a bad thing, but they're doing it in a very structured sort of way. So if you are a Pisces, embrace this energy. The world is looking and it's your turn to shine. So we're going to talk with Dale in Winnipeg in Manaboto in Canada. Are you there, Dale?
Hey, here I am.
Nice. Sorry if I mispronounced where you're living in Canada. How can I help you today, sweetie? Do you have a question I can answer, Dale?
I'm just looking towards how to get more finances.
Oh, well, that's a good question. Yes, we'd all like that, the answer to that. If we could have the winning numbers to the lotto or the lotteries, it'd be nice. But unfortunately, they don't give me those. It's really interesting because the first thing that they're showing me, Dale, is you've got to stop being so hard on yourself. I think you've been sort of so firm on yourself that you're not giving yourself any wriggle room. I appreciate that you want to improve finances and you want to sort of get back in the driver's seat and sort of feel as if you're back in control. But sometimes I think when we hang on too tightly, we actually block the flow, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we need to ease it up a little bit. I'm not saying go ridiculous. What I'm going to suggest to you is once a month, something like that, even if you buy yourself something little that might only be worth a dollar or two or, you know, really, really reasonable. Let's use a lipstick for our argument's sake. You go to the drugstore and you buy yourself a little cheap lipstick and you say to yourself, here you go, Dale, this is a present for you. Because you've been so good and you've been doing so well with your finances, I'm going to give you a little reward. And then you go back and you say, oh, thank you very much. That's my favorite color. I really appreciate that. So what we're doing is we're setting up to the universe that you've allowed yourself to have a little treat, that, you know, that you feel that you've rewarded yourself for all the hard work that you've done. And here's your little thank you to sort of say you're doing well. So you're showing the universe not only can you receive, but you're happy to receive. And quite often when we're in a financial pickle and we want more money coming in, we forget to receive. We're busy paying out, you know, letting go of, but we're not taking any in. And that's a little trick that works. And I mean, even if you know, it doesn't have to be a lipstick, it can be something small, it could be something that you might need, but do the same thing so that you're showing the universe that you are ready to receive and you can graciously receive at the same time as you're still paying out and trying to get on top of things. And it's sort of, they're showing me August, things seem to be coming together a lot better. So I know that's still 4 months away, but they're showing me by then I can see you sort of sitting back and go, oh, finally, I'm starting to feel like I'm making some progress here. You know, you're starting to make some headway. So is there a possibility before August that there could be some extra money that'll come through the door through work or doing a little project or something that gives you a little bit of extra cash flow?
Probably there's just a couple of sales that I could get into, but it'd just be like a temporary thing.
Yeah, but that will sort of help, if you know what I mean. You know, just anything that sort of helps and sort of makes you feel like you're making some progress is a good thing too. And the other thing is too, and this is only a suggestion, say you've got 10 bills, let's try and sort of, you know, yes, we've got to make the monthly payment on all of those, but if we can work on the smallest one and try and get that completely out of the road by putting an extra few dollars on it and get it out of the road, and then you can take that money and apply it to the next one as we go up the hill, that also can help you feel like a real sense of achievement because you've got something small out of the road, and then we can take that $20 and put it on something else. And you know, it's just it's making you feel as if you're winning is the biggest thing here, because otherwise we become so overwhelmed and we almost become negative because we feel like we're drowning in it, we're not getting anywhere. You know, I've been paying all this money out and I still don't feel like I'm achieving anything. And you know, they're the sort of tricks that I used to use in my life when things were a lot tougher, when my children were growing up, so that I felt I had a sense of achievement. And you know, I have a very close girlfriend that used to say, you're the only person I know that can justify going out, going shopping and spending a lot of money on something that you wanted that you really couldn't afford, but you've justified it and you made me feel good. And sometimes I think we need to do things like that too, you know, go and buy a chair or something that we want but we can't afford. Yes, and it puts a bit more financial pressure on you, but you feel like a sense of achievement. See what I'm trying to get at, Dale? We need to give you that sense of achievement. And I know by the end of this year, you're going to look back and say, why was I so worried? You know, everything is starting to become much, much more manageable. So, you know, good luck. Everything's going to be fine. Dale, you're on the right track. We're going to talk with Ginger in Frederick in Maryland. Are you there, Ginger?
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you, Ginger. How can I help you today, sweetie? Do you have a question I can answer?
This has kind of like popped up. I didn't know it was happening. So I figured the message just had a, or the universe had a message I was supposed to hear. I don't think I have a specific question, but what am I supposed to know? I do, I have a business I'm trying to get off the ground. So I guess where am I supposed to be going with that?
Okay. Well, yeah. You know, trying to get a business off the ground is tricky at any time, Ginger. And, you know, like it brings up all your insecurities as you're trying to get something off the ground. Am I making the right decision? Have I got enough money? And this and that and the other. So, you know, it can be a time of great stress. And, you know, even though you're passionate about it, and that's why you've gone into it, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be easy. It's very interesting because they're showing me that there's a lot of activity coming from the other side. Like there's a lot of spirit energy around you at the moment. Is there some mornings you wake up and you feel like you've run a marathon overnight? You feel exhausted?
Yes. I'm usually like a jump out of the bed, but lately I can't.
Yeah, that's because they are actually taking you on a journey of a night while you're sleeping. They're sort of trying to give you a head start on things, but what they're actually doing is making you tired because you haven't had a proper restful sleep. That will start to die down soon. It's interesting because I look at the business and I keep sort of feeling as if we're not quite on the right track yet. It's like we need to fine tune it a little bit more or take something out and add something else in. It's not quite right yet. It's like I want to stand it up straight and it keeps leaning to one side. Is that sort of how you feel about it? It's sort of I haven't quite got the right model yet.
Yeah, I feel like I should be doing something and I keep coming up with like 100 different things, but it's hard for me to like jump on it because it just doesn't seem like that's quite right yet. And This is like slowly, like it's been a messy start and I'm just letting it unfold as it goes and just letting the universe direct me. I feel like I'm supposed to be doing something here and it's just still not right.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think this is why there's so much activity coming in of a night. It's like everybody on the other side that's got any interest in you, they're all putting their ideas forward. And it's like you wake up in the morning and you think, oh, geez, I'm tired. You know, like I feel like I haven't been to sleep. I know I've been in bed for 8 hours, but gee, I don't feel like I've. And then all these ideas come in and out of your mind and it's like everybody trying to put ideas into your head. That's not helpful. You know, if there's 100 different ideas, that doesn't help you streamline it. I think what you need to do is to go back to basics. Go back to when you first had the idea of going into a business. What was the idea? What was the thing that triggered you? And, you know, you don't have to share that with the rest of the world, but we'll just use roses for argument's sake. So your first idea was I wanted to grow red roses. So, okay, you started off with that, but then you decided to grow daisies and petunias and something or other else. And it's like you've lost your way. It's like you've got all these great ideas, but let's bring it back to the beginning. And I think if we bring it back to the beginning, Ginger, I feel then we'll start to sort of streamline what it is that you need. You know, it's taking it back to the beginning, writing down then maybe headline form things that come to you. Then when you go to sleep of a night, and you've got to be pretty firm with the universe and the people that are on the other side, because, you know, they don't have any idea of time, as we know, and they love to sort of work you through the night or wake you up at 2 o'clock in the morning with this brilliant idea in the middle of your deep sleep when you should be getting your rest. So ask them out aloud, say, okay, I've gone back to the beginning. I've gone back to, I'm going to grow red roses. What is the next step? Then look at what comes into your mind first thing in the morning without consciously thinking of it. If nothing comes, that's okay. Nobody step forward with a suggestion. But if something comes into your mind and it's like, yes, I'm going to stick with roses, but no, I'm going to grow yellow ones because they're going to be more profitable than red, then you write that down and you look at that and you look at how that sort of fits with what you want to do. And it's got to feel right to you. It can't just be because someone else has made a suggestion that it becomes right. They're showing me as early as the next 2 weeks, I think you're going to get on your right path with this. You're going to have a flurry of ideas. And that's why I think write it down and write down how you felt emotionally. And did you feel comfortable or not comfortable with it? And then that way we can start to piece together what's actually happening here and what's the right direction moving forward. But I feel by June, you'll have a real clear path of where you're going, what you need to achieve, and the business will slowly start to take off then because you've got a clear plan. You know, you're not running from one idea to another. At the moment, all we're doing is just, it's like running all over a page, putting dots. We're not achieving anything. And we need to get you back to that point of achievement. It's also interesting that your energy levels will start to bounce back as well. And they're showing me that you're a very strong person, but you've got to learn to say no occasionally.
Okay.
So I hope that's helped you, Ginger. That's where we've got to leave it because we've come to the end of the show. But they were very firm on you need to learn to voice that no. You know, you don't have to be everything to everybody. You've got to learn to be that for yourself. So it's interesting. That's where we're leaving Ginger and Dale there. We all have changes that come up in our lives. We all have things that we need to deal with. We all have, you know, financial issues, or we're trying to get a business off the ground, or we're trying to sort out a family matter. And sometimes I think we forget to put ourselves first, or to sort of just stop, smell the roses, smell the coffee and say, take a deep breath and exhale and say, right, now what's the next step? You know, that I need to just sort of detangle myself from all the thoughts and things that are going on in my mind. And what I just shared with Ginger about asking out loud before you go to sleep, you know, the question that you've got, we can all do that. We don't have to direct it at a particular person that's passed over. We can just send it out there in a general way and then be aware of what comes into your mind first thing in the morning, that is the guidance or that's their suggestion or the answer. It doesn't mean that you have to take it on board, but be aware of it, how you felt about it, write it down and see whether it fits in with the question that you've asked. And sometimes they jump a little bit ahead and sometimes they have their own version of what they think you need an answer to too. So be aware of all those things. There's a number of variables there. And it's, you know, it's a very interesting time at the moment. I think everybody is sort of trying to be something maybe that they're not. It's like everybody's in the fast lane at the moment. I don't think we need to be quite so fast at the moment. I think we can take a little breath and just slow down a little bit. You know, COVID's well and truly in the rear vision mirror. You know, life has gone back to a new normal, but we don't have to feel like we're running out of time. And if I don't achieve this or that today, that the world's going to end. It's not. So I'm going to leave you with a song that I think is really appropriate for that, that, you know, I think we could all just sort of take a little deep breath and sort of calm down and have a little sing along with Billy Joel and just remember, just the way you are. That's what the universe wants you to be, is just the way you are. You don't have to go changing to be somebody that you're not. Just be you, because you're unique, you're special, and you're really important the way you are, and that's the way the universe wants you. So until next week, Billy Joel and Just the Way You Are.